thunder, 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 thunder. Oh!
What are you looking at, nerd? Huh?
Thunder nerds,
thunder nerds,
thunder nerds.
Get those nerds!
Welcome to Thunder Nerds. I'm Brian Hinton.
And I'm Frederick Philip Von Weiss. And thank you for consuming the Thunder Nerds, a conversation with the people behind the technology that love what they do.
And do tech good.
Ah, hey. Do the tech, yeah.
There we go.
Brian, where are we?
We are in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Dadgum, we're in Fort Lauderdale. Why are we here?
We're here for the UX Dev Summit.
It's the third year?
Third year, yep.
Third year.
Stop
third
it.
Year. Of the summit, and it's a 5-day experience, 4 days of workshops, and 1 day of speakers.
Yep.
Yeah, and I believe there's some peripheral workshops as well.
And it's a local initiative.
Yeah. Very much
no
about
big guys coming down here. So we're grassroots.
Yes,
so
very much about South Florida. And let's go ahead and introduce our guests. We have Marcelo Pivia.
Yeah.
Bam! First try.
He shook his head. Very wrong.
Fiva.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'll call you Fred.
Yeah. I'm not the best
call
with names.
Freak.
I apologize.
Freak of Freed.
I call him Bri-Bri, so.
No, do not do that.
Bri-Rice.
Yeah. I love that stuff. Man, so before we talk about your numerous amount of workshop activity so far and talks today, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about you, and let's get to know you. So what exactly do you do?
I'm a product designer. No formal background. I learned on a job back in the 90s. I was doing a lot of graphic design, and then I started doing web development, and I fall into the user experience path. So from there, I start building teams, and about 10 years ago, I started embedding UX into agile settings, so in agile environments. So that's what I've been doing now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people went to design and started going into the user experience role as well.
Right.
Yeah. So where are you doing that?
Where?
Yeah.
Boston, okay. Then New York. And about 4 years ago, I moved down to Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are you working at now?
Right now, I'm at Altman Software.
Oh, okay. That's great. Okay. Yeah. And that's specifically what you do there. And how long have you been there?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, number 3 company in the country to work for.
Oh, really?
Awesome. Oh,
here's
wow.
A plug.
Big shout out for them. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Where can people find them? What's the website?
AltmanSoftware.com.
Yeah, and we'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Human Capital Management. So.
Oh, okay. Could you talk about that for?
Sure. Yeah. So it's a recruiting human capital platform.
Mm-hmm.
So that involves recruiting, onboarding, payroll. It's all HR.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's just the product. The company culture is a whole other thing because that's what they sell. So it's it makes people happy and
get massages.
You do get massages, yeah.
I love a good massage.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Should invite you guys down. So.
Yeah,
20% of the week you're like playing with Legos or something.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I love Legos and massages, so those things go good for me. So
acupuncture.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've done that before. I love it.
They have that.
Really?
I can't see myself doing that. That's like needles in my body.
We're doing a live show with Brian with acupuncture next week. Stay tuned for that one.
No, we aren't.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the things that you spoke about. You not only did your own workshop and talk, but you also, from my understanding, covered someone's talk.
Yeah.
So can we, let's kind of go into all of those and we'll go into the
same time.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's part two.
Connected.
Yeah. Let's talk about the first one. Let's go into the workshop. What was that?
Okay. So the workshop was about creating a single source of truth for design tokens.
Okay.
So it's, you can think of the usual method is we design in Sketch and Photoshop, and then we hand off via a style guide or via a code inspector type of tool like Zapling, and the developer takes the information and builds the product.
Right.
So what this does is we create a design system with design tokens. So you have font size, you have color information. So each variable is a token. So that's pretty much what all the developers need. Mm-hmm. They need those variables. How many times have they asked you that?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you count?
What? Oh, no, I cannot. Font size. Yeah, what font is? Yeah, exactly. 492. Yeah.
I've counted.
Oh, you're a newbie.
Yeah, that's all.
I was talking about this
5 years experience.
Yeah, I was talking about this week.
Oh, this week. So that's that was the workshop. So we are taking the sketch file and push the sketch file to a repo, the same code base that the developers is using, and a React component will make sense of the sketch file and generate the output file, like the CSS variables file.
Awesome.
And from there, it's everything's changed automatically. So it's really taking, giving the design decision to putting the design decision in the hands of the designer.
Oh, that's excellent.
And the engineers.
Of course.
Yeah. No, but there's
a bad day. Everything's pink.
Exactly. So, but there is a process, a workflow in place, just like any development workflow, like GitLab does, right? So
you have
the Git flow, you push the sketch file, you merge with the branch. There's a design review, as they have code review, and then they push to production.
Is this an all-day workshop or?
Was in 2 hours.
2 hour workshop. Okay, great. So, what are some of the actionable takeaways you get from this?
From the workshop?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to change. Like, one of the things that was just talking to Brian about how they changed from Sketch to Figma because they don't have to manage files.
Yeah.
So that's like a continuous headache working, collaborating within a design team when you have a number of Sketch files, a number of versions of the same file, archive folders, export folders. So it's just like insane. So we have to stop that to show that we can scale design in a professional manner, right?
Yeah. I wonder how it'd work with reverting Figma files, since you can't revert a file, and how that would affect doing some sort of linkage with the API. This is just me randomly talking. It makes no sense in the context.
Well, the way the same thing happens with Git, right? So you can revert rollback.
That's true. That's
right?
True.
So there's similar always concepts, there's always like a review and a merge.
Yeah.
Review, merge, change, review, merge, change, review, merge.
Yeah.
Do that for designers and developers will talk the same language.
Oh, so when you sync the sketch file before it build or after it builds, that's just generated but doesn't actually merge into the actual production or staging version.
As you save,
it
generates a JSON file and sends to the
okay.
It's alive.
But then in order to merge it, there has to be some sort of like pull request done. It's...
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, what I like too is like you have the code base. Let's just say you are the front end developer.
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's do this. So we are now friends.
Yes.
All right. So we have the front end development and you have the development environment.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing the development environment. It's working properly. Mm-hmm. I go in my sketch file. I change the font family at a global level. And I push to my development environment, my own local environment. Mm-hmm. And I see the entire product, how it looks.
How
like.
It would look with the change. Yeah.
Instantly. So it's watching the sketch file.
That's pretty awesome.
That's so much power in that.
Yeah. So this this will be an open source.
I want to ask real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
What are you guys using as far as are you utilizing something like styled components or something like that for?
That's a good question.
That's definitely a good question in terms of. So the way it happens is. We take the sketch, the tokens, forget about the source, right? We have the tokens as CSS4.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So because the new CSS4, it has
variables.
From CSS4, you can be tech agnostic. You can use an Angular, React, Polymer, whatever stack you have. So we're going to be spitting out CSS4, and from CSS4 they can bring into anything they want. So
yeah, that's super powerful.
Bam!
Boom!
Boom!
I like it. So let's talk about your talks, if you will. Mm-hmm. What were those about today? Let's talk about the first. Let's talk about the one that you were supposed to be given, and then we'll talk about the one that you stepped in to help out with.
Okay, so yeah, so they're pretty much the same.
Oh, okay.
They're all about design systems.
Okay.
And a good friend of ours, she can come, and so I step in to help her. It was about her talk was about designing design systems. So I changed a little bit to the next level, leading design systems. Right. Mm,
okay.
So
leading.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion about what is a design system. People think that like a sticker sheet sketch file is the design system.
Yeah.
But the design system
Bootstrap,
is
really, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so, there's colors, animations, fonts. Yeah, there's a lot of
everything.
More
than, it's a living style guide, right? Yeah. So it has the living component in the system.
Yeah.
So sketch doesn't have a living component. It's part of the design system. So all of these elements compose the design system as a whole. So that's the product, all right? How do you build that?
Yeah.
How do you go about introducing this idea to an organization that has 500 engineers, right?
Yeah.
And 50 designers. So how do you start changing each one of them? So it's really a strategy that you have that has to be in place in order to execute that.
Yeah.
That was the talk.
Well, how does one go about that? I mean, just in a nutshell, obviously, I'm not asking for
a 10-hour. Yeah, in a nutshell is first buy-ins. All right, the first thing you have to do is an audit, right? Identify your issues. How many products do you have? So for instance, any large enterprise, an enterprise-level product, has this talk, but inside the Uber product, you have different modules, right? For the user, that's what they see, one product. But once you step into the organization, actually you have this giant product and you have different product teams for each module of the product, right?
Yeah.
So that's where the problem begins, because each product team may be, a team may be acquired, was acquired, you know, sometime in the past by this company. So they retain the team and they have a different stack as another team that was also acquired.
Yeah.
So you can see how this is very tricky. So the first thing to do is to have an assessment. Do an assessment about all the stacks that you have, right? Do a UI audit in terms of to identify all the inconsistencies throughout the entire product. So really step back and start seeing this, right? So you can see a calendar picker in one way in a side of the product and a completely different way in a separate side of the product. So how to identify that? They both work perfectly, but they are different. To the user,
it's a different experience and can be a little confusing to try.
Yeah, there's a challenge.
So first thing is audit, identify the problems, and then create a leadership memo. This is what we have found. This is our vision. This is how we're going to take to the road. That's how much is it going to cost. It's really a business plan.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And from that, it's just build the team and making sure that you include everyone throughout the organization. Roadshows, promote, educate, document. It's really a product to build products. So.
Yeah, documenting alone is a big undertaking.
Yeah, people don't really take the time to think about that. It's very under thought.
Yeah. You know, what I've seen is... actually, development teams, they see the need and they start doing their own design system.
Yeah.
Mm. But at the same time, it's very hard, it's almost impossible for someone to build a design system that will roll out throughout the organization, because first of all, they are responsible for a particular part of the product, so they don't have as much time. Second, they probably don't have the designers, they don't have the product manager handling all the needs for this design system. So it's impossible. It really needs to have a separate team with proper leadership and buy-in from a stakeholder to the road. So
What I've seen a lot when that happens, when I've seen a lot where design builds a design system, and then development builds a design system of their own, basically componentizing everything. But it's not a mirror image, and that can create all sorts of problems because you're not actually.
You're cloning, right? And then you.
Yeah, but they may implement it in an entirely different way that, from a design conversion sense, makes sense maybe at a visual level, but to what the design is capable of may not match what makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time. We're getting to the end. Is there anything that you would like to tell the audience? Any kind of final words of wisdom?
Who's the audience?
Well, the audience is a conglomerate of UX people, designers, people in marketing.
Good.
Yeah.
So, local.
That's good. We've had people from Turkey, Africa, Mexico, Russia, all over the place. So
very cool, cool. So I hope to see you next year, and on the next summit. And I'm gonna bring these guys again. We're gonna have a lot of fun. Hopefully, we're gonna be talking about more things, design and development.
Yeah, great. And I'd love to get you back on the show because, I mean, you have a lot to say and love to pick your brain a lot more.
Oh, love that.
So maybe we could reach out to you and get you on the show in October. That'd be great.
Let's do that.
Full hour. All right, perfect. Yeah, love it. And if you could tell people, how could they get a hold of you? What's your Twitter handle, website?
My Twitter handle is it's my Brazilian nickname, M-U-Q-U-E-C-A, M-U-Q-U-A, Muqueca.
And what does that mean?
It's a seafood.
Seafood.
It's a seafood dish in Brazil.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it looks like a shell or something.
Love that. That's funny.
All right, cool. Well, thanks everybody for watching. Yeah, I really appreciate it, man. Thank you, sir.
Good talking to you. All right, Brian.
Stay tuned, everybody. We got a lot more coming up. Thanks again for listening to another episode of The Thunder Nerds. Please follow us on Twitter at ThunderNerdsHo, on Facebook at facebook.com/ThunderNerds. Go to thundernerds.io for our website and find links to our YouTube channel and Instagram from there. Please send us any ideas or comments to connect@thundernerds.io. And if you would like to support the show, go to patreon.com/ThunderNerds or send us an email if you'd like to sponsor the show. Lastly, please remember to go to iTunes to give us a like or review. We honestly and sincerely appreciate it.
I like romance novels. They have happy endings.
I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the fuck am I talking about?